is, I'm sure in American playgrounds they don't all stand around like in Dawson's Creek, falling in love and holding books to their chest.
No, they go armed with automatic
weapons.
Exactly,
yeah, we've got all that going on. You know, we've got it out of since by throwing cricket balls and playing bars. But we want eccentric teachers this morning. I'm sorry to hog in it all, but this is a rich vein. There was another teacher, Amy.
Yeah.
And this was when I was about a second year at West Greenwich, and I thought this was a great thing, and he said but the kid was probably torturing some smaller kid anyway, so the teacher, being bigger in the food chain, said, come here. And this was his speciality. We knew it was coming. And he said, do you like music? He said, yes, sir. He said, I love music. And he thought, oh, this is good. This is a good scene. And all gathering round. He said, you know what my favourite song is? He said, what? He said, Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las. Do you know that? He said, I think so. So he said, yes, you must do. And he would grab him by the hair at his temple above the sideburn here, just above the, grab a handful of that and go, for he's the leader of the pack, rum, rum, and rev that hair up, and you buckle it. Oh, sir, rum, rum, that's a great song. Yes, sir, it's a great song, sir. Rum, and how did the second verse go? He goes, he's the leader of the pack again, sir. Yeah, I'm very inventive, but if you knew a more inventive teacher than that, playing leader of the pack on a kid's hair, rum, and scream, revving that hair up. Oh, yeah. Hey, what's that's the thing? And of course, when the teacher walked away, nobody said, that's it, you know, get me a counsellor, get me an essay. That was it. Oh, I'm going to tell him you next time. And you'd rub the side of your head and away.